Listen to shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hello and welcome to another special edition of Shoot the Defence on FNX. I'm your host, Stel, and my guest on this edition is living proof that ex-footballers can actually make it even bigger off the pitch than on it. Now, this gentleman hung up his boots, aged 23 years old, following numerous knee injuries and operations. However, during his playing career, he obtained a sports science degree and went on to become the co-founder of a highly successful sports company, Repucom. My guest was described by Sydney FC chairman Scott Barlow as having a track record of success internationally with excellent links in the football and corporate world, but also understands the Sydney sporting landscape. Joining me is the man who knows exactly how to maximise the potential of Sydney FC. Welcome to Shoot the Defence, Mr. Danny Townsend, CEO of Sydney FC. Welcome, mate. How you doing?
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, good, mate. Great to be on the show.
Hey, great to have you on, mate, and congratulations on the role, Danny. How have you found it? And as a local lad, what does it mean being CEO of Sydney FC?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. I've had a first 6 or 7 months in the role has been great. The team's performed well on the field, and after 13 odd years working internationally, to come home to your hometown and be CEO of your football club is a dream come true, and really enjoying it.
I can understand that. So how much do you think the attitude towards soccer in Australia has changed since you retired?
Yeah, look, I retired when the A-League was in a hiatus. The NSL, which was a previous sort of version of the A-League, was stopped and then refreshed to be launched as the A-League in its current form. And look, it's a completely different landscape. Football participation in Australia is by far the largest sport. And really being able to connect the grassroots with the professional game has been the challenge over the years. And I think it's really now hitting its straps, which is great to see.
Fantastic. Now, if you go onto Facebook and Twitter, you'll see many Sydney FC fan groups and organisations. Some have tens of thousands of members and followers. Now, while social media makes it easier to pinpoint where your target audience is, based on your experience in media and entertainment, how important are these platforms?
Look, they're critically important in this day and age. You know, reaching, our core demographic are sort of 16 to 28-year-olds, and they aren't really engaging in the traditional media platforms of pay TV and newspaper. So they're really critical, and we work very hard to ensure that we're able to serve up the right type of content that will keep them engaged and informed on what the club's up to.
Great stuff. Now, I understand there's been a bit of a dispute about the redevelopment of the Allianz Stadium. Now, perhaps using Arsenal is a bad example because of their financial clout, but moving from Highbury to the Emirates was so that the club could compete with Europe's elite on and off the pitch. Now, you've said it yourself that the club has lots of potential. You know, attendances are up, memberships have increased year on year. Is the next step moving to a new stadium built primarily for Sydney FC? Is this like a long-term objective?
Yeah, look, I think a stadium is a great stadium, but it's 30 years old. And anyone will know that, you know, world-class teams and world-class clubs deserve world-class facilities, and we just don't have that right now. So, you know, you've got to go through a little bit of pain to get the ultimate gain, and that's what we're about to embark on. It's great that we've got government support to build the stadium, and when it's complete 3 seasons from now, it's going to be a completely new environment for our fans to enjoy and, importantly, our players to perform in. So, yeah, it's exciting times.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the lack of facilities, so to speak. I spoke to Alex Gersbach a few days ago, and he spoke very highly about the club's attitude towards youth development. What can you tell me about the club's youth structure? And is this something that you guys are tapping into long term?
Yeah, look, youth development is critical to a football club. You know, we compete across codes in Australia with, you know, Aussie rules, the AFL, the NRL, rugby league, and also rugby, among other sports. So the one key asset that we have is our players. And given they are tradable commodities in the way the football environment works, means that, you know, if we're able to breed the best football talent in the country and either have that talent represent our club or move on to another club in a professional environment somewhere else that we can gain a financial return on, it really means that developing that talent, having a pipeline of talent is critical to any any club. So we treat it very seriously. Our academy is the highest rated academy in the country, and it's only 3 years old. So we're going to continue to invest in it, and I'm sure we'll start to see more products like Alex and Chris Avella, who's recently made his debut in the A-League, and others. So it's a real key pillar to our future strategy.
Absolutely. And while you guys need to invest to improve your youth structure, obviously you need to bring the money in. Now, I've noticed on the club's official website there are actually 8 official partners. Now, I'm going to use Man United as an example because obviously they're the benchmark, and they've got well over 30 partners across different industries. And I'm talking, they've got coffee partners, they've got your flat tire partners, you name it. They've got all sorts of partners. Now, if Sydney FC wants to grow to a level where it competes with the European clubs, which I presume is an aim, must there be more partners and sponsors, or is it all about getting the fundamentals right, like the fan experience, so to speak?
Look, I think we're at a very different stage of our life cycle to the likes of Manchester United. You know, our league's only 13 years old. The English Premier League or even the Division One prior to that has been around, you know, over a century. So, you know, it's a much more mature environment. You know, football in Australia, as I said, is in a professional sense is 13 years old, and you know we're also operating in a city like Sydney that has probably 10 plus professional sports teams competing for corporate dollars. So it's a very different environment, but at the same time, I think, you know, Sydney FC is a unique property, and we're continuing to grow our stable of corporate partners every year. And I think, you know, working towards our new stadium, that'll be a big difference. And we definitely need to grow that. Our aim is to grow it, along with a lot of other revenue lines in the club.
Fantastic. Now, Sydney FC has won back-to-back A-League championships, and there's a strong chance you'll make it through on the bounce. Now, if you look at leagues like the Bundesliga and Serie A, they can afford to have teams like Bayern and Juve winning 6 on the bounce because there's a lot of interest in other clubs in those leagues, like your Napoli's, your Dortmund's. Winning 3 titles in a row is great for Sydney FC, don't get me wrong, but is the club's dominance hurting the league?
Look, I think there's a lot of things that the league needs to fix, I don't think our dominance is one of those, but look, it's a salary cap league, and you know, very different to football in Europe in that, you know, all clubs are made to spend the same amount of money on players. So with that means you really it's really difficult to maintain dominance for a long period of time, which is why we're the first club to go back-to-back premierships in the history of the A-League. So as much as we'd love to continue the dominance in a salary cap environment, it does make it very difficult, but we'll be doing our best, and we think we've got the best football structure in place to make the most of the limitations that the cap puts on the clubs.
That's a very good segue to my next question, Danny. I mean, Graham Arnold takes charge of the Socceroos after the World Cup. You say you guys have got a fantastic structure. Do you think his successor will be just as successful?
Yeah, look, I think firstly, losing Graham's a big blow. He's been a fantastic coach for the club, and it's why he's been selected as the next Socceroos club, so we're obviously proud of that. But I think, you know, what Graham's been able to do, along with our general manager of football, Terry McFlynn, is put in place a sort of club-centric football model where, you know, it's not reliant on a head coach, it's reliant on a structure of which the head coach plays a role. So our view is that we're probably better placed now than ever before to replace the head coach, knowing that the rest of the environment will stay the same. And, you know, our record-breaking team is largely going to be intact again next season, and that will ensure that, you know, the next coach comes in just really needs to keep the train on the tracks. So our recruitment process is very much around finding someone that will fit into us rather than, you know, come in and reshape the football side of our club.
And are you guys any closer to finding a successor?
Look, yeah, we are closer. We've obviously been working at that for about the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we have a timeline to make an announcement after the grand final on the you know, in mid-May, and we're still on track to do that. So, we're obviously every day we get closer to narrowing the candidates, and we're excited about what the future holds in that front.
And on the final note, how close do you think you guys are to winning an AFC Champions League? Because it's very tricky, isn't it? It's much more difficult than people think it is.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest misconception is the disparity in football budgets. You know, we in our group currently, we've got Kashima Antlers, who have about a $30 million playing budget. You know, Shanghai Shenhua, it's been well documented what the Chinese clubs are spending on players, so they're up in the 50 and 60 millions. And Suwon Blue Wings in Seoul are also over 25 million, and our budgets are well under 10. So, you know, when you're sort of dealing with an environment in your local league, which is a salary cap, and you're playing in a competition against clubs that have no limitation on what they can spend, you're immediately disadvantaged. So, you know, that said, you know, we still think we punch well above our weight, and our performances so far are such that we've got with one game to go in the group stage. If we win at home, then there's a big chance we go through into the round of 16. So, look, we're bullish. That's the ultimate goal for a club like ours, is to win the Asian Champions League and represent the Confederation at the World Club Championship. We believe we're the sort of club, particularly from Australia, that is capable of doing that, you know, in the near future. So, yeah, it's an exciting competition.
Absolutely. Well, Danny, thank you ever so much for your time, mate. Really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope you have a fantastic season. And I wish the Socceroos good luck in the World Cup. It's going to be very, very tricky.
Yeah, look, we're in a tough group, but you know, every group's a tough group when you get to the World Cup. So I'm sure the guys will do the country proud. And, yeah, looking forward to an interesting summer. So appreciate you having me on the show, Stel.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure. Are you on Twitter by any chance, Danny?
I am, yes.
Okay, you're at DRT15, is that correct?
That's the one.
Fantastic. DRT15. There you go, I'm going to start following. I didn't even know until like literally 5 minutes ago. I had to just double check it's the right account, because sometimes you do get some parody accounts. I just wanted to double check. But yeah, it's great that you're on Twitter. I'm going to start following you, and hopefully our listeners will follow you too. Well, guys, we're on Twitter at Shoot the Defence. Hey, Sydney FC are a fantastic football club. As you know, they've won 2 titles in a row, and long may it continue. Sorry, WSW fans, you know, we got a bit of love for you guys as well, but, you know, right now I've got the CEO here. I can't say anything else. Till next time, guys.
Good stuff, Bill.
Cheers. Thank you very much.